The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
This is the National Networker. Here's your host, Adam Kovitz.
Welcome again to another episode of the National Networker Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Kovitz. And today we're real happy to have with us one of our new sponsors, real neat organization, and the CEO is with us. His name is Evan Sohn. The company is salesconnects.com. Evan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Adam. Thanks for inviting us.
Anytime. Evan, tell us a little bit, before we get into the company itself, tell us more about yourself. What's your background, Evan?
Sure. My background is I've been involved in a number of small companies and startup companies, starting in 1989, my first one, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, right out of New York University Business School, in mobile computing. So I've always been in the technology arena, and that company did a lot of handheld computing for different types of companies. American Express was a client of ours, many of the pharmaceutical companies, AT&T, NASA. A real exciting time in mobile computing. Grew the company over a period of 10 years and got acquired by one of the Dun & Bradstreet companies. I then got involved in another startup company called, that was in the Wi-Fi security space, was there for a couple of years, most recently with an enterprise instant messaging company, also on the sales and marketing side, and we also got acquired by a large privately held British company back in the winter of 2005. So really been around both the technology side and the new market side, and also the small business side.
Sure. Now, how did Sales Connects come about? What was the idea there?
Sure. What's really interesting is that, as I said, I've always been on the sales and marketing side, either running sales, running marketing, or running both sales and marketing. Even in my own company, that was, I was the guy that carried the bag and knocked on the doors. And what's interesting is, Sales Connect is really the culmination of my experiences both in sales and marketing. In my company, my first company, Ameritrade, was a client of ours. How did I get to Ameritrade? I cold called them with a really good idea, and a couple months later, I'm talking to the CEO. Today, if you called into the customer support line of Ameritrade, you're probably on some offshore call center. You just can't do that anymore. Certainly, when I say you can't, I'm sort of exaggerating. But the notion that cold calling will get you to the decision maker. We can't sweet talk a secretary anymore or an admin. Cold calling has certainly gone a much harder way of really driving new business. Direct mail, another thing that we did a lot of. Again, does anyone read direct mail anymore? Et cetera. And as the companies evolved, I did a lot of trade shows, online seminars. I did a 10-city seminar series in like 6 weeks, real live events, to email marketing and Google and PPC campaigns, et cetera. And what I really started to see was that obviously the ways in which we spend our money have increased, but our overall conversion rates have gotten significantly worse. We're spending a lot of money, and if everyone remembers when Google Ads came out, they were fantastic, right? You bought a word, and it was 9 cents, and you got 100 clicks, and it cost you $90, something like that, and it was a really easy thing to swallow, easy thing to do. And here we are, $9, sorry about that, and here we are years later, and that same word is now, $4 or $5 or $9.
So what do you attribute that, Evan? Why is that happening there?
Just a market. More people are, the bigger company, initially, the Google Ad world was supposed to be designed to really level the playing field of advertising, right? I can have an ad in the same way that a big giant conglomerate has the same ad, right? And we're both paying 9 cents for that click, and there you go. What happens is that, if you set your budget going, look, I'm not going to spend more than $500 a day. Let's assume that that's crazy, but we know there are a lot of companies out there that are doing that. You have other companies that will say, hey, my budget is $2,000 a day, right?
Sure.
I always want to be, if everyone says I want to be the number one slot for the word security, right, or email security, if I want the number one slot for that, gee, that's going to be really, really, really expensive. New York personal injury, right, I think it's like $45. something really, really heavy, certainly in that area. in terms of price. You know, where it's not the 9 cents, the 12 cents, the 15 cents that we all started with. You know, for your audience that's involved in like you know, the world of PPC optimization, you know, pay-per-click optimization.
Yes.
It is really because pay-per-clicks are expensive, right? If they weren't expensive, we wouldn't optimize them. Who cares?
Sure.
You know, 9 cents, 12 cents, what's the difference? You know, obviously, we always want to maximize our ROI, and a good discipline for us is to always maximize our ROI, but it's because we're spending so much money. You know, a friend of mine runs a company over in New Jersey doing about $15 million a year in revenue. You know, these guys are spending 10 grand a month on Google. It's unbelievable how much money people are spending there. Let's just get back to the story. So here we are, you know, spending all this money. Our conversion rates are getting lower. And I really started to say, gee, there's got to be a better way. You know, and the more sophisticated you get, and I don't mean sophisticated in terms of, you know, an education level, but when you start really looking at how much you spend on marketing, and everything should have a dollar. And the best thing I could tell your audience is, you know, understand what your costs are, understand what you're spending, and really get a really firm grip on what your cost per lead is. Qualified, warm, hot, opportunity, you know, all those different stages. And really understand that everything that you do has a price tag associated with it and should have a corresponding ROI on it. And once you get that, once you understand what a lead costs you, right, and let's assume that when I was over at Message Labs that acquired my last company, our cost per lead was, say, $350, right, cost per qualified lead.
Okay.
I should have no problem opening up my window and shouting out my window, hey, does anyone know an IT security guy? I'll pay you $200. Right?
Okay.
Because if it's going to cost me $350 through all these Google, telemarketing, banner ads, you know, mailings, all these other things, I might as well open up the window and do it, right? Because it's the same thing, right?
So where does Sales Connects come in then?
So I really started thinking about, you know, marketplaces like Craigslist and other, obviously, social networking, you know, things like LinkedIn and other areas. And by tying these all together, I really felt we could really build something very, very interesting. And what I found when I started talking to salespeople, so that's on the marketing, on the buyer side, right, marketing side,
mm-hmm.
If I'm going to spend money, let me spend it in the marketplace as well, right? I'm not telling people to, you know, dump Google or dump your telemarketing campaigns, but here's another way of doing things. I then started talking to a lot of salespeople that I worked with, that I had the pleasure of really working with, some really great sales guys. And, you know, not every sales guy works at a big company, you know, and is traveling around, right? Salespeople are your business owner, right? Small business owner, you know, that person is the head of sales for that organization.
Yes.
And probably, you know, 10 times more passionate about their product line or whatever they're selling than the high-flying executive sales guy, professional sales guy. And I think, you know, when I started talking to them, they actually felt very disenfranchised by the Internet. Let me tell you why. You know, a good sales guy, the seasoned sales guy, his life really hasn't changed in 20 years. You know, 20 years ago they were cold calling, and 20 years later they're cold calling.
Yep.
And 20 years later it was off the phone book, you know, in Yellow Pages. And 20 years later it's off of Zoom Info and Hoovers and Jigsaw and other things like that. And all these great banner ads and all these other hot, you know, quote-unquote hot leads that the company's paying for directly are not going to the seasoned guy. You know, they're going to the inside salesperson who's getting paid a fraction of it.
Yes.
Yet, you know, if you start thinking about it, the relationships, the human capital, I'm going to introduce that word for you guys, you know, the human capital, actually you have the best word that I'm probably going to start using, the relationship capital that these individuals have is phenomenal, right? You know, who's going to know that a company is opening up an office in New York? Right? Google's not going to know that, right? The person who's going to know that first, when I say first, I mean in the top, you know, the top group of people who are going to know that first.
It'll be the frontline really person, which is usually the sales rep.
There you go. It's the frontline guy. It's the guy who's sitting there in the North Carolina office going, oh, I hear you're opening up an office in New York. Now, the question now comes, what does that individual do with that information? Right? And what we allow that individual to do is to leverage that relationship capital, right, and monetize it. They can actually put on our site, come to our site and say, my client is opening up a 5,000 square foot office in New York. They need what? They need telephone service. Great. So they need telephone services, and pay me $100 and I'll introduce you to the company. Pay me $50 and I'll set up an appointment, and you give me, you know, $1,000 if you get the deal. They need furniture. They need, you get very specific on those opportunistic times. That's how our marketplace works.
So Sales Connect is basically like a stock exchange of referrals, basically.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting to think about that. Yeah, absolutely. You know, but what's really interesting is that most buyers, right, most companies have an insatiable appetite for leads.
Sure.
Right? If I got you your best lead, you're not going to say to me, well, I'm done, right? I finished the year.
You want it to be a long-term relationship.
I guess I'm finished, right? You know, we have this insatiable need for more and more and more and more.
Yes.
And, you know, that's really what we have found, you know, in Sales Connects. Most of our buyers, you know, don't stop at one. You know, it's like a potato chip. You know, you just can't have one, right? They're having multiple transactions going on. They're finding sellers that they want to work with on a regular basis. Feedback scores. You know, we provide, as you know, as the marketplace, all those functionality, the feedback, the mediation of transactions. You know, we hold all the money during the transaction. So we make this as easy as possible for the sellers to make money and for the buyers to grow their businesses. And that's really, you know, that's what excites us. What excites us is, you know, we write a check to a salesperson who made over $1,700 in 1 week on Sales Connects.
Yes.
That excites us. Right, you know, it excites us when we hear about, you know, internet advertising firm, you know, a small firm. They do a lot of branding stuff, you know, who's now spending. They spent last Wednesday in the city, in New York City, with 5 appointments that they bought off Sales Connects.
Sure. What I find fascinating here is that in the career transition market, you're seeing this concept of everyone really being the CEO of Me Incorporated. And it sounds like this really gives you an opportunity to do that, because you're leveraging the people and the relationships that you know and being able to derive revenue streams from it outside of whatever your normal revenue stream is. So this is a great opportunity just to make a little extra money based upon who you know.
I agree. You know, what's interesting, Adam, is that, you know, I met a guy a bunch of years ago. He's a finance guy, a quasi-investment banker. You know, and he... beautiful office, Midtown Manhattan, the whole bit. He had, you know, a dozen plus companies that were his clients, and he would have a contract with them that says, I'm going to introduce you to the people that I know. I spent a lot of time finding these relationships, and anything that results from those relationships, I'm going to get compensation on. And he would just parade these companies around, you know, once a month.
Okay.
And no one has a problem with that. Right? Hey, well, you know, he's introducing the companies, they're buying, you know, manufacturing deals, they're doing these big licensing deals. But you know what? Why is that any different than the small business owner whose client needs a paper shredding company, and he makes a referral there for that paper shredding company? Why is that relationship any less valuable than the investment banker? The answer is, it isn't.
Yeah.
Right? And what we think, but people, the real trend is, I have these great relationships, and you, as the buyer in the world, want access to those relationships, I should be compensated for that relationship.
Sure. Now, tell me about the site itself. If I want to, it's Sales Connects, that's with an X, so it's salesconnects.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if I go to salesconnects.com, what am I going to see?
You'll see on the homepage, you know, just a taste of the various transactions or the newest transactions that are available.
Okay.
Here are companies seeking. They'll put the dollar amount there, where they're located, et cetera. And then once you register, you have access to, you know, the thousands of posts that we have. You could filter on, let me see, all of the marketing transactions in Pennsylvania that are greater than $50. You know, you could see all those things. You could set up alerts.
There's search technology there as well.
Search capabilities. Okay. Once you register on there, first of all, you get a phone call from someone from our account team, probably in the first few hours. So we talk to just about everybody that comes on the site.
Okay.
For the most part, we really focus a lot on value, not volume.
Okay.
So we, you know, make sure that you're appropriate. You're not some sort of MLM scam. We edit all the posts to make sure that everything complies with our terms and conditions. You know, so we're really trying to make sure that this, really protect our users from, people who are unscrupulous people, or moreover, just people that don't belong on the site.
Right.
You know, trying to circumvent different things.
Sure. Now,
We'll send out deal sheets. Those could be weekly sheets, sort of alerting people to special deals. You know, and what's interesting is you start to develop a relationship with your account manager, and that's really what we want to see people do, right? All of a sudden now you're talking to one of the account managers here, you're like, you know, I don't know how to write this, I don't know how to phrase this, you know, I've been getting a lot of business out of this area, I'm really trying to find out how to get into this area. You know, what's the best way to do that? Well, how do I pay for that? What should I charge, et cetera? Very important, there's no upfront cost. So there's no registration fee, there's no posting fee, there's nothing. This is a true pay-for-performance model. You don't have to pay for anything until you agree to work with a seller.
Sure. Well, and even on the other side, if I'm a, you know, it sounds to me like a real interesting new advertising medium for me, because I can pay only, I basically pay for only what I need, and the leads that come to me that sound interesting, I'm going to pay something for it. And so, it gives, like you said before, when I'm calculating my cost per lead and my ROI, this is just another way of doing it, and I can really see what's working.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the other recommendation is to really, you know, for those of you who have customers, and hopefully most people have customers, and we're not talking about, you know, the one you just signed yesterday, that the relationship's a little bit tenuous. We're talking about, you know, you have 100 accounts that you sell to, et cetera. You know, we're always trying to evolve those relationships. You know, we want to be more than just, you know, our one line item that we sell to that company, right? We always want to be that go-to person, whether it's on a technology front, whether it's on a business services front, whether it's on an office supply front, right? Or whether it's even something, you know, hey, I provide cleaning services. But I want my customer to value that relationship even beyond those simple line items that I sell them. And what we allow you to do is we allow you to monetize that. So, you know, my recommendation is, you know, obviously register, see what other people are doing, and then go talk to your customers. Hey, you know, I see your furniture is kind of ratty. Hey, have you looked into, you know, better phone systems? You know, what are you guys doing for, you know, financing right now? You know, all these things, depending on, you know, your sort of area of specialty, a specialty to these customers, we really provide you a really great way to, you know, capitalize on that relationship on both sides, on the relationship that you have with your customer and on the ability to derive revenue off those relationships, because there's someone on the other side willing to pay money to gain access to that relationship.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Tell me a little bit, it sounds like a great product, and I think one of the things that people have been, that's always tricky within this industry is how do you monetize networking? It sounds like at least Evan and Sales Connects, you found a way to do that. Tell me a little bit about, you know, you guys just recently became a sponsor for the National Networker, and we really appreciate that. Tell me about your decision to partner up with us.
Well, you know, I think you're right. I think the hardest thing for us is for people to get over this hump that, you know, should I really be making money off my network, right? Maybe I should be doing it quid pro quo. You know, I'm just trying to be a nice guy. You know, all those things. And I think, you know, what really attracted me to you guys, and that's why, you know, when the opportunity, for us, it's the opposite. When you presented us with an opportunity to sponsor, you know, this was a no-brainer for us, because we're both pounding the same thing. You know, we have these relationships, and if we were real estate brokers, this would not be an issue, right? If I'm a real estate broker, and you're a real estate broker, and you have a house, and I have someone who wants it, and I send that person to you, obviously there's a fee. And this might be my brother-in-law, you know, who I'm selling the house to, but I still get a fee for it. I might decide to give some of it back to him, right, but I still get a fee for it. This is not his decision, it's my decision. And if we were recruiters, no one has a problem that, oh, recruiter, well, you know, recruiter has all these great relationships with candidates and businesses, and they're putting everyone all together and making these things happen, et cetera. Well, you know what, as selling professionals, and when I say selling professionals, I mean anyone who's in sales, which includes, you know, business owners and small businesses, et cetera, you know, we have these relationships. And there's no reason that these relationships, you know, should not be monetized. And, you know, what really attracted me to you guys is we're all talking the same thing, right? We're, you know, I talk about monetizing human capital, and you talk about relationship capital, and the two are exactly the same thing. You know, we have these relationships, and the reason, you know, and what's very important for everyone to understand is that the reason it works is because not that I'm trying to make money off my friend. That's not why it works. The reason it works is that that relationship has value, and it has value because there's someone else who's willing to compensate me to gain access to the people that I know. Because if they don't compensate me, they're going to have to compensate Google, AdWords, banner ads, telemarketing firms, trade shows, et cetera.
No doubt.
And so that's really the issue.
Why not compensate the people you know the best, right?
There you go. $90 billion is being spent in the U.S. in marketing. $90 billion. So who would you rather make an appointment for you, right? Someone that I'm outsourcing to India or Philippines, and again, there's nothing wrong with those programs, and I think they're great, or would I rather compensate the salesperson who just sold you something else?
Sure.
Well, you know, clearly, you know, that's really a no-brainer, and certainly if you make it, you know, valuable and worth to everybody, so the ROI is there, the return on investment is there, it certainly really makes the most sense.
Evan, this is great stuff. I'm always looking for things that help just push the game a little bit forward, things that really change everything. I believe Sales Connects is one of those programs that changes everything. And it's great to have had you on the show today. So thank you so much. Hopefully you'll be able to stop by again.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Adam, and best of luck to both of us.
Appreciate it. That's it for the National Networker Show. As always, we do like to thank our sponsors. And so, of course, we want to thank the good folks at QAlias, SmallBizAmerica.com, FounderContact.com, The Joy of Connecting, and, of course, SalesConnects.com. So thank you again for joining us. You can catch us each week at TheNationalNetworker.com for new information, new updates on the latest in just making your networking more meaningful. So catch us again on The National Networker Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Kovitz. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The National Networker. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit SmallBizAmerica.com.
Small Biz America.